Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albie Lopez. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Durham steals second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Baines reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cameron goes all the way around to score. Fabregas moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Bell reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. Danny Graves now pitching. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fabregas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fabregas hits a line drive into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Guillen moves to second. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields it and throws to home to get Martin. Guillen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Paul Shuey now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Guillen scores. Martinez moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Snopek now playing third base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a line drive towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fabregas strikes out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Casey Candale now playing second base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bell is hit by the pitch. Martinez moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cameron is hit by the pitch. Baines moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Baines scores. Cameron moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Durham fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. David Justice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Justice is 0-for-3 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to third. Kendale moves to second. Tony Castillo now pitching. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Kendale scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.